Canada, and that sound brings us to the third segment of our brand new feature to 97.9 The Hill with Durham Tech. It's called Do Great Things. Every month we profile a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech with in-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on our website, chapelboro.com. This feature showcases some of the inspiring initiatives and programs at Durham Tech that make our community proud. You can check out all of the archives plus the article for this interview on our website, chapelboro.com. We'll have that up for you next week. We've got four guests in the studio today, crowding around a couple of different microphones to talk about emergency medical services at Durham Tech. So we have Liz Tilden, who is the EMS instructor and the coordinator of EMS Extension Services, Kim Woodward, who's the operations manager for Orange County Emergency Services, James Johnson, who is a former Durham Tech paramedic student, now supervisor for Orange County Emergency Services, and David Silfen, who is the director of Durham Tech's EMS program. Leah, Kim, James, David, thank you all so much for being here in the studio today.
Thank you.
So,
and the microphones are on, right?
The microphones, yeah, they're on now, yeah. So all of that stuff that you said earlier, that was not on the air. So Leah, let me start with you. David, let me start with you since we can go from left to right on the radio dial. Give us an overview of the EMS program at Durham Tech. How does it work?
So we have a variety of different things. We start off with, we have an EMT level training, that's approximately 6 months long, and then on top of that, once you become an EMT, if you like, you go into the paramedic program, and that's about an additional year, give or take. There's a lot more clinical time for that. We also do a lot of con ed, continuing education for the fire folks that do EMS, and then of course Orange County themselves. So we offer a variety of other EMS type of programs as well, as far as like specialty classes.
How many people are involved in all the programs, dude, to have a sense of the numbers?
So are you talking about how many students?
How many students, yeah.
So currently we are running three EMT classes, mm-hmm. So figure that adds up to about 60. And then there's two paramedic classes, so that's about another 22, 23.
Okay.
And that doesn't include the continuing education program.
Sitting next to David is Leah Tilden. Tell us about the training. If people go into this program, what can they expect to experience?
Sure. When they start out as EMTs, they learn a lot of basic life support techniques, patient assessment, medical, how to handle medical emergencies or traumatic injuries, how to do everything pretty much from birth to geriatrics, deliver babies, resuscitate patients, kind of everything in between. So it's really the get your foot in the door and kind of take off running. It's a pretty cool opportunity for somebody to take a semester course and be able to come out with a job.
That's really cool.
The students that go on to paramedic learn a lot more advanced techniques, IVs and advanced airways and how to give a lot of meds. And probably their defining characteristic is their cardiology. They probably know every bit as much about the heart as a cardiologist does. They just do it in the back of a moving vehicle. So
they have to know more, probably,
yeah, they
right?
Have to know,
yeah, because there's
more.
That added pressure.
Yeah, they got to know how to drive.
and do emergency stuff at the same time. So over to Kim Woodward, who's with Orange County Emergency Services, because Durham Tech's EMS program has a really close relationship with Orange County EMS. So how does that relationship work?
That relationship is really vital and crucial to our agency operation. So we run all the EMS in Orange County. A lot of our providers have come out of the Durham Tech program. So it does, as Leah stated, these folks come out of this program and they should be job ready. We work very closely with Durham Tech. We provide instructors out of our agency who work so closely that we can really reduce the amount of time that it takes from a person going into a program to the time that they are capable of having a job and being ready to provide services at the extremely high level we expect them to.
For you at Orange County EMS, how vital is it to have a partnership like this with Durham Tech?
It is crucial. It is crucial. So we're stretching those tax dollars. We are working together to minimize expenditures and to make it a very efficient process. So our partnership is very tight. We utilize their facilities for our continuing education training. So it's that partnership. They're here in Orange County. They're in the Hillsboro campus, and the equipment we utilize, and it's such a strong relationship.
That's awesome. Again, speaking with Kim Woodward, Leah Tilden, David Silf, and we've also got James Johnson here in the studio, who went through that program at Durham Tech, now works for Orange County EMS. So tell tell us about your experience. What got you into the program in the first place?
So I had been an EMT for several years and decided to go on and become a paramedic. I joined up with Durham Tech. Had some struggles through, you know, my own education, but Durham Tech was there. The instructors were very supportive. David actually was my instructor at the time, so kind of pushing me through. And then while I was in there, Orange County decided that they were going to start a paramedic academy program where they would hire folks, put them through school, and that born the first paramedic academy about 8 years ago almost now. So I joined up in there. Orange County hired me, was able to put me through school to be a paramedic, and I've been there ever since with Orange County Emergency Services.
So how long have you now been with EMS at Orange County? Has it been the full 8 years?
Will be 8 years in May, actually.
Awesome. So give us an example of working for Orange EMS and that training at Durham Tech being relevant at the in a given moment.
So obviously, you got to go through the paramedic program and do that whole thing. But the difference is the instructors at Durham Tech, also most of them, some of them, work for the agency. So you get that relationship. And then if you need help, you have that partnership with them as mentors to, you know, push you through your program. And I had full support 100% of the time. And hence the reason why I went back this year to be an instructor for the paramedic program.
Awesome. Again, speaking with James Johnson, Kim Woodward, Leah Tilden, and David Silfen with Durham Tech EMS program. So if people want to learn more, if they want to get involved or register, sign up, or start down this path, how can they do it? Where can they go?
So our next information session for our EMS classes is going to be November 14th from 6 to 8 p.m. at our Orange County campus. They can email us at ems@durhamtech.edu to reserve a seat. And that's where they're going to get kind of all of the ins and outs and the basics and how to start up. Our next classes, both EMT and paramedic, start in January. So this is a perfect time to come in and learn more about the program.
And then what does the future hold for the program? I know Durham Tech never rests on its laurels at all. So what is in store for the coming months and years and beyond?
It's perfect timing. Today we had our meeting for the future with the president. So we're looking at different types of programs, critical care paramedic. We're also talking about a community medicine paramedic program. So these would be over and above. We're looking at getting funding for high fidelity simulation labs, which is the next level of education. And we're forever trying to push the boundaries. EMS in general is becoming so, the medical industry really relies heavily on us. Mm-hmm. And so they're pushing our limits to, or maybe we even haven't gotten there yet, to the point of the programs just get longer and longer and more in depth. But it's spectacular programs. And the thing is, there is a national shortage of paramedics. At Durham Tech, we run nationally certified programs. So you could pretty much go to the other 40, let's say approximately 40 other states, and the certification would work there as well. Across the country, we'd like to say that we're beating paramedics, so because we are becoming so vital to each community.
Mm-hmm. Again, durhamtech.edu, the website for more information about Durham Tech and this program. Leah, one more time, if people want to just go to one place and get information.
Sure. So you can go to durhamtech.edu. You can type in EMS in the search bar, and our webpage will pop up. You can also email ems@durhamtech.edu, and we'll get back to you as quickly as we can.
Leah Tilden, David Silfen, Kim Woodward, James Johnson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.